Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The media has been gushing as their beloved Joe Biden prepares for his trip to the United Kingdom to attend the G7 summit. Listen to how CNN is reporting this momentous event.
Hi, Schmoopy.
You're Schmoopy.
Now, let's go back in time to 2018 and see if those same newsrooms offered the presidency of Donald Trump such light and positive coverage.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
Well, we're waiting.
Do you have a date?
All right, don't rush me. I'm a thinker.
I will keep you posted.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
She will keep us posted. Well, we're not holding our breath. All right, there's a really strange story out of Exeter, New Hampshire. It's been percolating for a few days. It's now a national story. Breitbart picked it up. You may have seen it last night on Channel 5. We've got a story in the Herald, unvaccinated students branded at New Hampshire prom. And just as COVID-19 seems to be dying down as an issue, all the restrictions are being relaxed the vast majority of the country. The last of them are going to end on June 15th in Massachusetts. The unvaccinated students attending the Exeter, New Hampshire High School prom were numbered with a Sharpie pen and then tracked throughout the evening. It's amazing. Joining us now on the line is New Hampshire State Representative Melissa Litchfield, who represents that district. And she's familiar with some of the details here. Representative Litchfield, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what happened here? When did this happen exactly? I've read differing dates. Was it Monday night or last Friday night?
It was last Friday night.
Okay, last Friday night. Okay, so now what happened exactly?
Well, this is my understanding. I was not there, but from what parents have told me, also students, I started receiving messages Saturday morning from parents upset telling me that when their students had arrived to the prom, they had been asked to provide copies, you know, front and back of their vaccination card. If they did not have it, they were written on in black Sharpie on their hand, and then they were tracked, as you mentioned, throughout the evening. The one parent that initially reached out to me, the only reason why she even knew or her child picked up on anything was because the person that she went with was vaccinated. This child was not vaccinated. So the one child showed the vax card and they got a little red mark. And then the one that was not vaccinated actually received a black number.
So everybody, a number, not just a mark, but a number?
Oh, no, they were numbered. They
wow.
were numbered. They were assigned numbers. And then what they did is, as they went through the evening, they had the dance floors. As the students were on the dance floors dancing, at approximately every third song, they would stop and have the kids raise their arms. And then they had underclassmen walking around tracking the numbers of the students on the dance floor.
So they wanted to find out if you were dancing with another person. So if you were number 32, they wanted to know who number 32 danced with throughout the course of the evening. It was kind of like
your papers, please.
It was kind of like contact tracing, right? Is that what it was?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was the point of it. It was contact tracing. But the point is that, you know, these kids, they were excited for this prom. They've been planning for months, some of
right.
them years. Right.
They probably didn't have it last year, right? They probably didn't have it last year. So this is the first one in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, this is the first one. And, you know, I receive stories from parents where one young lady, for example, both she and her date were not vaccinated. And there was a number written for them as a couple. There was a number written on her date's hand. OK, they both chose not to dance the entire night once they were branded because they were afraid that if someone on the dance floor came down with COVID, that then they would be quarantined and they would miss their graduation. The graduation was so close to the prom that the quarantine period could overlap. There were other stories I heard where parents were telling me that, you know, one woman said a young lady, her daughter stepped out of line crying at check-in saying, "Mom, you know, what am I going to do? I don't have a vaccine card. They're not going to let me in." Now, granted, they would have let her in. This is a young lady's perception, but this is my point of how just how jacked up these kids were.
Now, we're talking to the state rep from the area, Melissa Litchfield. My understanding is that they, again, these are conflicting stories. Some say that they were notified before the prom, and others say that the students weren't notified. What's your understanding?
So, obviously, I'm still on a fact-finding mission, right?
Yeah.
From what I've heard and from what I've seen, there was a Google Doc that was out there that was presented to the students, kind of what to expect, frequently asked questions. That Google Doc has since been posted on social media. Nowhere does it say a number will be written on you and you will be tracked. I've also been told that the vaccine cards were optional, whether or not they were presented. Yet I have an Instagram picture, which you may have even seen it on Fox this morning, an Instagram picture that I believe I have been told this was put out there by the Student Senate. It says ahead of time, you must. Not could you, would you, you must present your vax card if you're vaccinated to both. It had a teacher's name and it had the school nurse's email address.
So the
kids were feeling pressure to be vaccinated.
You know, I consider Exeter sort of one of the more liberal parts of New Hampshire. But what is the reaction? I mean, is there any support for this kind of behavior by the school administrators?
You know, I'm still trying to get to the bottom of this. When I reached out, it was either Monday or Tuesday that I first reached out to the office of superintendent, and I was told that he would, you know, investigate with the administration. And then I was told he had touched base with the administrator, go ahead and have any parents that have concerns, this is after the fact, to go ahead and please call the administrators so they can explain what the protocol was, you know, basically how things went down at the prom. So I still have not received any direct explanation.
You know, this just, you know, I don't want to overstate the comparison here, but, you know, in certain societies, those oppressed groups that have been considered non-human or subhuman, they've had to get tattoos. I mean, this is, you know, being having your hand marked with a black or a red Sharpie. I mean, that's just a variation of a tattoo, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So that's part of it. So parents have equated it to exactly where you're going. Other parents have equated it to a scarlet letter. Part of why the parents are so upset is another thing that, again, this is what they are telling me directly. They are saying that much of the correspondence for the prom, the planning of the prom, had gone via email to the students, not to the parents, okay?
Right.
So the parents didn't really have any knowledge that this would be happening. Neither did the students, in all fairness. But the point is that these are minors. I mean, you're going to the prom, you've got, 15, 16, 17, some 18-year-olds that are going, right? But these are basically kids going. When you go to check in at the prom, you have your parent with you. I mean, you'd be horrified, right? Who would do that?
Absolutely.
So the parent, right?
That'd be
so
the worst.
The parents are feeling is, Exactly, you understand, right?
Yeah.
So the parents are just, they're especially feeling blindsided. And once I put it out there and I asked the question, there was one mother in particular, and she posted the actual professional prom picture of her son with his date, and she had a circle around, or she had shown where the number was on the child's hand, saying, "I wondered what that number was."
Wow! So they got the picture taken of the couple like they do at all proms, and on some of these pictures, you can actually see the quote unquote tattoo, the number on the person's hand. Oh man!
Oh, absolutely! I can send you pictures.
Well, that would be great. We would love to have that for the Herald, and we'd also love to tweet those pictures out if we could get the pictures with the numbers on them.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah, hang on when we finish so we can get that. That's the picture that's worth a thousand words. People are asking, this is not Phillips Exeter Academy. This is Exeter High School, the public school, correct?
That is correct. And it's, in all fairness, right, we have to say the kids did have a prom. Not many people had a prom. A lot of thought and effort was put into this to make sure that the kids had a prom. And I do not want to diminish that in any way. But you know what? In the times that we're in right now, there are too many people in society that are taking for granted the freedoms that you and I grew up with.
Right.
And they're willing to just give them up. And you know what? The next generation is going to have less and less and less. And that is why the parents are so upset when they saw this happening.
Is the ACLU, people are asking, is the ACLU going to get involved in this or any kind of civil liberties groups? I mean, this is really a violation of these kids' civil rights, I think.
It is. It is. I can't tell you who's going to be involved. Listen, at this point in time, I had parents reach out to me and say to me, can you help me? I've been trying to fact find. It's taken on a life of its own. So at this point, I really think if the parents want to take it further, I will support them. I'm right by their side, you know. But, I think they need to take the lead and I will go where they need to go, you know. The other thing that had parents really upset, and this is another message that I received, parent had gone to the location where the prom was the next morning. There were a few parents, I don't know if it was cleanup or set up for another event, but left over on a table was a spreadsheet with the list of kids' names. And it had their vaccination status. And a couple of them also had the black Sharpie numbers written there. I can't share that.
Don't share that.
It's got kids' names. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to show it to someone of authority that I could, though, because it how I received it was a parent that was there was so upset. They snapped a picture of it and they sent it to me.
Is the administration, do you feel the administration is stonewalling you?
I do indeed. I do. And I feel very much so that this is going to be flipped at some point where suddenly they're going to be the victims because, all of a sudden there's all of this negative prep, press, and it's Rep. Litchfield's fault, right? I'm giving them negative press. No. Cause and effect. You caused it. This is the effect. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You have diagnosed the situation exactly correct. You're going to be the perpetrator, the evil person for pointing this out.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I understand. Exactly. If you could hold on and so we can figure out how to get the picture of the prom picture with the numbers on it. And we have your number now, so we want to stay in touch with you on this and find out what happens. We're going to take a lot of calls on this when we come back. Representative Melissa Litchfield, thank you very much for being with us. And as soon as we get those pictures, we'll post them if we can get them. 844-500-4242. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. Grace is on the move today, and so is the mailroom manager. They were down in New York. I don't know if they took their Raycons with them. They usually take their Raycons with them. It's great wherever you're going, whether it's to the lake or to the beach or next week you're going to see your father or your grandfather or your uncle. Wherever you go, it's in the summer. It's great to have your Raycon wireless earbuds. They're the best wireless earbuds that you can get. They have nice colors. They don't have the dangling wires, and they have the longest battery life of any major brand, the 24 hours, and they cost about half the price of the other other brands that you're used to. Raycons give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of the other premium audio brands. What are you going to be listening to this week, Taylor, this weekend?
Oh, this week, I think earlier yesterday I got back into my Alan Sherman groove, so I might be going through his discography this weekend.
Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. Hello, Fada. Here's your Raycons for Father's Day. Perfect. The Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And again, that 24-hour battery life, you don't have to worry about them all weekend once you get them charged up. They're great for work, taken to work, to workouts, wherever you go. this summer. They're an absolute must-have. Make the summer better. Buy Raycons. Listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're going to take some calls on this. This is an amazing story that this nonsense is still going on. But, you know, when they start putting numbers on people's skin, it's beyond nonsense. It's just really a bad, bad indication of the way these people are going in this society. The authoritarians, the cult of the mask. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
10 years after his capture, do you wish Whitey Bulger was still serving prison time?
Yes, I do.
62% say yes.
Yeah. 603, I live in Hampton. Exeter sucks. Wholeness overboard. Whiny liberals. 844-500-4242. 617, we have to get past unvaccinated equaling infectious. There are rapid tests now. And Bruce from the Mets lives in Exeter. Not surprised by this crap out of my home now. Exeter is a great town that has been overtaken by academy-type liberals, meaning Phillips Exeter Academy. Sickening. Nothing will be done. Officer Mark, the ultra-liberal town of Exeter, turning a prom into a strength through joy event. Next year, no limousines. Everyone arrives by railroad cattle cars. It's just really something that, you know, that the administration won't respond to the local state rep. I mean, you would think one of the, what do they have? It's a town, right? You think one of the selectmen would say, hey, or somebody on the school committee would say, hey, what the hell's going on here? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike. You there? Mike?
Hello. I said Michael. Hey, it's a question about with the Winter Hill Gang. Buddy McClain, when he was killed up in Somerville, I grew up in Somerville, his son was in my homeroom. He never showed up back in school again, but we had heard they had moved him out to California after Buddy had died, after Buddy was shot to death. Whitey Bulger was supposedly, he drank in a bar in Santa Monica called Sonny McClain's.
Right.
Is that any relation, do you know?
No, I don't think so. I've never heard that. I never knew the son. I met the daughter once, Buddy's daughter, at a book signing. But Sonny McClain's was a good bar. I just got a text from a woman who said that she and her boyfriend were drinking there. And the boyfriend said, I think that's Whitey over sitting across from the bar. And she didn't believe it, but now she does. But that's a very famous bar. It's an Irish, Boston Irish sports bar, and right on the water, almost in Santa Monica. And it's one to check out if you're there. But thanks for the call, Mike. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, the real issue is that 18-year-olds should not be getting vaccinated. There is no medical reason to vaccinate them.
I agree.
As far as the number on a hand goes, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. That's not the real issue. That's more like getting your hand tagged when you go into a bar or a club. They put a little thing on your hand. I don't think that's branding.
I understand, but I think, you know, I think this
that's
is
making sure you pay the price of admission,
right?
Though,
or that you could only, or that you only can get two drinks, you know, at a bar, you know, where they're not taking cash. I mean, you know, putting a number on your hand to show whether you've been vaccinated or not. I think that's much more insidious, sinister. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a blog up there in the Seacoast area, Granite Rock. It's one of the writers is Anne Marie Banfield, and she got some information about this. She had a parent that said, "It has become a way to separate and cull out those who won't follow along. It's a scary, slippery slope, and I guess I hope that if attention is brought to it, people might think twice about whether they want to start down that slope or not." And Banfield, who is the writer, Anne Marie Banfield, said, "It's the parents who send the school district vaccine information on their children. They are the ones who determine whether or not they want to share this information. These are medical records on students, and yet it appears that information was on display for everyone to see." It's just, it's bad. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
My question was, is it possible to impeach a vice president?
I suppose it is, yeah. I mean, if you can impeach a president, why can't you impeach a vice president?
But who would replace Kamala after denying all the crisis at the border?
Well, he would. Number one, I don't think you would have the votes because, you know, you need two-thirds. You need to get a majority in the House to impeach, and then you'd need to have a trial in the Senate. You need a two-thirds vote. So it would be moot anyway. But so what would happen is, while there was no vice president, the number two in line would be none other than Nancy Pelosi. And then it would be up to President Biden to select the new vice president, to nominate the new vice president, and it'll have to be approved by, I don't know if it's the House and the Senate or how it works. Thanks for the call, Robert. That's what happened when Spiro Agnew quit in 73 when he was indicted or was about to be indicted. Gerald Ford selected Nelson Rockefeller as his replacement because he was a liberal Republican and he became the vice president. 844-500-4242. Joining us now is Matt Mowers. He was the Republican candidate in the first congressional district in New Hampshire and lost narrowly last November. Matt, you still live in the district, I'm sure. What do you make of this?
Oh, the nuttiness in Exeter? I mean, it's nuts, Howie. I mean, look, the fact that anyone, whether it's a school administrator or a teacher, didn't step back and think, is this really the best idea right now? It's really incredible. And so, you know, you've had some folks like Melissa Litchfield, who's a state representative, speaking out on this. She's drawing attention to the issue. I mean, parents are in uproar over this, rightfully. You know, we shouldn't be, you know, especially if you're going to be like these administrators, who I'm sure are saying follow the science. Well, the science says if you're vaccinated, it doesn't matter what the other people around you do.
Right.
And yet they're now trying to number these kids if, you know, and it's not always the kid's decision too, remember, if they're being vaccinated, right? It's a conversation with their parents and what they personally feel they need to do. And now they're punishing these kids and then labeling them with Sharpies. I mean, it's just really incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's, have you talked to anybody? I mean, why is this the state rep the only one that seems to be involved in this? Where are the municipal officials here?
Yeah, no, you've got to have, I mean, the school board should be asking questions. I mean, parents really have to get involved from the school district there and call their school board members. They have to have them ask questions about this. Because here's the problem. If there's not enough noise made about this, ideas like this will spread elsewhere, right? If there's not noise made about this situation, which is just so obviously clear to anyone with a, you know, understanding of history or any common sense, it was a bad idea, then, you know, we need to make sure other school districts aren't going to do the same thing. Because, by the way, this is the type of stuff, if you think it's bad now, wait until all the other schools come back in the fall. You know, we're on the tail end of the school year right now. So, if you know, people are making noise about this now, sometime in the fall, you know, what are they going to start having different students on different parts of the classroom? Some kids sit in, you know, the back of the class or half of the class. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Hey, are you running for Congress again next year?
Well, you know, my wife and I are expecting our first child any day.
Congrats.
Literally any day. Due date is on Tuesday. So we're going to focus on making sure, you know, I get to know how to change diapers first, but then we're going to take a real look at getting back involved and running again. Because, you know, it's just nuts what they're doing at D.C. I mean, you know, with the decisions of the Exeter school administrators make what's, you know, seem like easy decisions compared to all the stuff that's going on in D.C. right now. So, you know, I'm looking heavily at getting back involved. I'm going to change a few diapers first, learn how to deal with a crying baby. Might actually be good preparation for D.C.
2020 was a pretty good year for Republicans in New Hampshire. And, you know, you came very close to Pappas. But I think 2022 could even be a better year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, for a lot of reasons, right? One, they just continue to vote on some of the nuttiest stuff. I mean, it's amazing to me that everyone's shocked that all of a sudden a report came out today saying it's the worst inflation in 15 years. Well, you've been spending trillions and trillions of extra money, and you're talking about spending even more trillions of dollars. Of course you're going to have inflation. It means that the value for anything you buy right now is going to go up. It's going to squeeze middle-class families. You've got the fact that, you know, you look at just even things around national security. I mean, Biden just the other day signed a reversal of Trump's ban on same app that just came out a few weeks ago and said that they can turn over their data to the Communist Party of China. I mean, this is the lunacy that's going on in D.C. And so I think these issues are going to make it very easy to run a campaign against someone like Chris Pappas, who, you know, votes with his party leadership 100% of the time.
Right. Another thing they did today, they waited till Friday afternoon, hoping, I guess, no one would see it. Trump had this this office for victims of immigrant crime. They call it Voice, and they just basically took the office, and now it's just for victims of any kind of crime. So they basically, you know, got rid of the department that Trump had set up for the angel moms and the angel dads. But, you know, what do you expect? It's Friday afternoon. Thanks for the call, Matt Mowers. And he ran for Congress, and he's probably going to run again in that district. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Met says, I met Matt at your remote in Portsmouth last year. Great guy and patriot. Please run, Matt. Let's see here. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ. Okay. We're having trouble with the phone lines. Okay. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Are you there, Russ? Go ahead.
I am, Howie. Yes. You know, Howie, it's unbelievable. Live free and die, except in Exeter. And all involved, really, they need to be micromanaged from now on, and they can never be trusted. But, Howie, what's part of the problem in Exeter? Too many Massachusetts liberals moved up there? What the hell happened?
Well, I think, yeah, that's part of it, Russ, probably. But, I mean, also the fact that, you know, Phillips Exeter Academy is there. You know, the New England prep schools are not the bastions of old Yankee conservatives that they once were, to put it mildly. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I guess we lost everybody. Everything's gone. Okay, can I get another? Can I take another call, or do you just want me to talk? We're having technical difficulties. I apologize. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, hi, Howie Carr. I think some of these school teachers in Exeter, they need to be reminded of what the issue of informed consent was at the Nuremberg trials.
I don't think it's this. I don't think it's the teachers, Steve. I think it's the administrators that have to answer for this. And the administrators work for the elected members of the school committee and the other town officials too. I mean, somebody needs to step up and say this is wrong. And you know, if you don't fire somebody, at least you know, put a stern letter of warning in their permanent files, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And if my father was alive, he would have raised hell. That principal would have been running through some other town.
Yeah, I know. And you know, another thing too is that they didn't apparently, according to everybody, they didn't alert the parents. And that's, I mean, you know, that's just good policy. These kids are, most of them are probably under 18, you know, in loco parentis applies, you know, they, the parents are the ones calling the shots, and not the kids. And the parents are the ones who are calling the shots, I'm sure, on getting a vaccination. So some of these kids, at every level, it was a ridiculous decision. And again, what are they worried about? If you've been vaccinated, you're not a threat to anybody. And very few kids have died. Next to no children have died from this. Very few kids have gotten infected. And if you're infected and you're carrying the virus and you're asymptomatic, you are also not a threat. So what the hell were they thinking about? How long has New Hampshire been open? New Hampshire with at least a month, right? Over a month, I think. I don't know. It's crazy. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Officially, the crisis is over in New Hampshire tonight at midnight. Anyway, that state rep you had on, Howie?
Yes.
Gives me great hope for that town because they have elected some Lulus. And Howie, Matt was good to hear from too. I hope he does it again. But anyway, do you think that anybody who decided to write on these kids was in their right mind? I mean, you think with all the education coming out of Exeter, they think themselves at Cambridge, by the way, but with all this education, that's the plan they came up with?
I know. And you know, it's very different than, you know, you pay a $5 cover charge to go in somewhere and see a band and they stamp your hand. I mean, that's very different than deciding, can I see your papers, please? You have no papers. We're going to mark you with a black Sharpie. But if you have your papers, you're only going to get a red mark on your hand. I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Summer is a time for excitement, whether it's leaving your worries behind and going on vacation for a few days or just leaving your comfort zone and trying something new today with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. No puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients I'll use only once. I've been telling you about this woman, one of our regular listeners, who has gotten into HelloFresh with her husband, and she loves it. She sent me another letter today. Next week in our box, she wrote me today, we're getting plant-based protein ragu rigatoni bake. Yup, that plant-based protein is basically the Impossible Burger. If it weren't for the trust I've developed in HelloFresh, I literally never would have tried plant-based protein. I'm like, why not? The adventure continues. I hope it pays off, Patrice. That's all I could say.
Yeah, she's got. It's not that I don't trust HelloFresh, but I like good old-fashioned burger meat, you know?
You're not going for the plant-based protein ragu rigatoni bake?
Not in this lifetime.
All right. Anyway, you can get everything delivered to your door. You can pick whatever you want, whether it's hamburger, chicken, anything, or the plant-based burger. And there's no need to put grocery shopping and meal planning on your summer calendar anymore. It's delivered right to your door. No dealing with Karens or social distancing or what's left of the mask police. HelloFresh offers you more than 27 meals to choose from, with new recipes constantly being added, like the one that with the rigatoni. So there's always something new to try. There are meal options for different dietary lifestyles, vegan, locale, whatever, inspired by different cuisines, even Taylor gets the Korean, some of the Korean dishes, even quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, not to mention breakfast. It's perfect for switching things up. And with pictures, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients, each dish is easier to make than the last. It's a great, great way to cook your food, and it's a great way to get a lot more variety than you're used to. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and
Mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 603, Exeter High School parent here. This is a text. The prom was outdoors. Why did they have to do this? I blame administration completely. If parents' child have decided not to be vaccinated, that's their choice and risk they're willing to assume. Superintendent has been difficult all year, school year. Parents have been silenced. We're having our first in-person school board meeting next week, and hopefully they will allow all questions to be answered rather than hand-picking through Zoom what questions they will address. And people, I got multiple texts saying, "Why don't you get Sununu on here?" This is a local issue. I mean, we could get Sununu. We didn't know about this until last night when I saw it on TV. It was news. I hate to say it. It was news to me. But joining us now on the line is Anne Marie Banfield. She wrote the original story for the blog Granite Grok. Anne Marie, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Any new developments here that we need to know about? Has the superintendent or any of the school board members responded to this controversy?
Just what they posted yesterday, just what they reported to the press yesterday. But I think you'll notice that there's no apology in that release. And what I can't understand is when these school administrators get caught or have issues like this, that there's never an apology. We're trying our best. You're trying your best. This is, and now they're calling this contact tracing. Contact tracing. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you give your name, you give your phone number, and you know they don't act like this towards children.
Right.
Even the
big lockdown states like New York and Massachusetts have pretty much done away with contact tracing because it doesn't work.
Right.
Why do you need it for a prom?
This is the district that has been plagued with problems all year long. I'm a parental rights activist in New Hampshire, and so I have joined with the parents that have been fighting to open the school all year long. I mean, fighting and fighting and fighting to get the school open, and, you know, they're promised, and that's pulled back. And then this, and, you know, there's other issues. They just hired a principal out of Arizona that mocked and got caught mocking the parents in Arizona who came to the school district fighting against critical race theory. They did a right to know request, and she is clearly an agitator amongst the parents out there. And so she's not. So who does he hire? He hires her for the middle school. I mean, it's almost as if there is intention, and I don't know that, but it seems like there is just an intention to not listen to parents in this school district. It's just amazing.
What about the elected members of the school board?
Yeah.
What about them? I mean, where are they?
That's a good question. Why is nobody apologizing? Nobody saying anything other than a statement. I think what you're seeing is that these people who are elected oftentimes are more concerned about protecting the organization than the children they're entrusted to.
Yeah, it's like they became part of the organization suddenly rather than representing the people who elected them. Do you have any pictures, Anne Marie, of the actual the hands or the kids with the marks, the numbers on them?
Yes.
Can you send us one, or can we get one from you?
If you go to the Granite Grok website too, you will see that I screenshotted the hand that's on the actual.
Okay, can we use that? Hold on, Anne Marie. We're going to talk to you and get permission to use that, and we want to tweet that out ourselves. I'm Howie Carr.